Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. Some of you may know that prior to my becoming a diocesan priest, I spent some time as a member of the religious community known as the Congregation of Holy Cross. It's the religious community that, among other things, runs the University of Notre Dame. By the way, go Irish. The Congregation of Holy Cross was founded by Blessed Father Basil Anthony Moreau, who chose as his motto for the congregation, Ave Crux Spes Unica, Hail the Cross, our only hope. Both Father Moreau's motto and the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross are rather odd at first glance. The cross, after all, was an instrument of execution, and a brutal one at that. Why would we exalt the cross? Why would we call it our only hope? The great irony of the cross, of course, is that while it was in fact an instrument of execution, it also stands as our only hope. The cross is, perhaps, the best representation of the fact that God's love is more powerful than human sin. And this, of course, is why the cross stands as our great hope, and why we do not shy away from the cross, but exalt it. In order to grasp the full meaning of our feast today, we need to understand some of the history of the cross. For all intents and purposes, the cross was the ultimate display of power in the Roman Empire. Not only did it take the life of its victim, but it also took away their dignity as well. It was not just torture, but humiliation. A person who is condemned to crucifixion was put on display to be mocked as they were stripped of their dignity and faced an anguishing death. Upon the cross, a person lost all sense of dignity, having been stripped of their garments, and they lost any sense of power or control that they may have had, as they were powerless to even move. Through the brutality of the cross, the Roman Empire showed that its might was absolute. Isn't it odd, then, that Father Moreau called the cross our only hope, and that the Church today exalts in the cross? The reason that we're able to exalt the cross and call it our hope is because at the most pivotal moment in salvation history, the cross fell victim to itself. When our Lord died on the cross, it initially seemed that the cross had claimed another victory, that once again it had proven the power of the Roman Empire to be absolute. The cross, for a moment, made it appear as if the disciples of Jesus had lost all cause for hope. However, far from claiming yet another victim and humiliating yet another challenger to the Roman authorities, the cross became the sign of God's power when Jesus rose from the dead. He proved that the most powerful weapon that the world possessed, the ability to inflict death upon another person, was no longer powerful at all. It had no power over him. And in that instant, the cross became a sign not of empirical power, but of God's triumph over the sinful powers that so often rule our world. By failing to claim the life of Jesus in a permanent way, the cross proved powerless. No longer would it be feared as the sign of Roman dominance. No longer could the Romans point to the cross as a sign of their absolute power. For after the resurrection, the cross became not a symbol of dominance and power, but the sign of subjugation to Christ, who conquered it. The cross showed that all things were subject to Christ, even the power of death. Thus, the cross was no longer something to fear, for it lost its ability to deal that final and permanent blow to its victims. Rather, the cross was exalted. It became the sign of hope. It was a sign that had proved that God had not abandoned his people. By dying on the cross, Jesus revealed to us that suffering is not a curse inflicted upon those who have been abandoned by God. Rather, suffering is a path to eternal life with God. And thus, the cross becomes our great hope. You know, far too often we forget this. We experience suffering in our world, and we wonder, why has God allowed this to happen? Especially when the suffering happens to us. We say, I've been good. Why is God allowing me to suffer? Why has he abandoned me? But when we delve deeper into the problem of suffering, we see that the crosses that we bear in our own lives are not afflictions, but signs of hope. Now, to be clear, I'm not advocating that we should all become gluttons for punishment or that we should try to make the lives of ourselves or others filled with suffering. What I am saying is that all of us, in some way and to some degree, suffer. Yet, far from being a curse, suffering, our crosses, should be signs of hope. The cross is a sign of hope because it reminds us that this world is not absolute. Therefore, no matter how bad something in this world may be, we know that it's only temporary. Nothing in this world is eternal. And that's our hope. Our hope is that we will not be in this world forever, but that we will leave this world and share eternal life with God. You see, if we placed our hope in this world, then we'd be amongst the most pitiable of all people. After all, everyone, from the most devout believer to the most ardent of atheists, has to admit that they will not remain on this earth forever. I mean, even somebody who believes in reincarnation knows that in a few billion years, this earth is going to go out of existence. The cross stands as our hope because it points us to the reality that this world is only temporary and fleeting. Now, this is bad news if you're an atheist, but for those who believe in Jesus Christ, this is the source of our hope. Our hope in the life of the resurrection. And this hope that we have in the resurrected life is not some sort of a fanciful pipe dream that was imagined by men to make this otherwise cruel world somewhat bearable. This hope is grounded in the historical event of the cross. Through the cross, Jesus showed us that life continues beyond death, and therefore our suffering is not a meaningless curse. Suffering is only a curse for those whose goal is to remain in this world forever. But perpetual life in this world has never been the goal of Christianity. As Christians, we await the day when this world will pass away, when God will create a new heaven and a new earth in which every tear will be wiped away and in which there will be no suffering. But until that day comes, we do suffer. Yet even while we suffer, we lift up the cross, exalting it. We exalt the cross because it reminds us that suffering is not a sign of abandonment by God, but a sign that we are following the same path that our God, who suffered greatly for us, followed. In other words, our crosses do not mean that we have been separated and distanced from God, but rather they unite us more closely with him. Through the cross, we can better understand the love of God. We heard today the most commonly quoted line in all of sacred scripture. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God gave his son so that we might not perish, but that we might be saved through him. How are we saved? Christ procured our salvation by suffering, dying upon a cross, and subsequently rising from the dead. And in doing so, he proved that the cross is not a curse, but our hope. And therefore, we embrace the crosses in our own lives, looking at them not as curses, but as means to unite ourselves with Jesus Christ. In doing so, we exalt the cross of Christ as we proclaim, Ave Crux, Spes Unica. Hail the cross, our only hope. Brothers and sisters, peace to you and to all who exalt the cross.